Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company offering new policy service at a new low premium rate, bringing you the last in a series of Sunday morning programs that have been dedicated to the 100th year of the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. We hope that these programs have given you some inspiration and that you will go forward in 1964 with a new spirit and determination to do a better job for your community and all mankind. Tragic though this year has been, we have still made some definite progress in Phoenix and all of the United States. Later in the program, we will hear from the Reverend G. Benjamin Brooks, president of the Maricopa County chapter of the NAACP, and Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, vice president of the NAACP. Selection this morning will be by Miss Mahalia Jackson, My God and I. Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company would like to present to you at this time the Reverend G. Benjamin Brooks, president of the Maricopa County chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The Reverend Mr. Brooks is a graduate of Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Biblical Seminary in New York, and he has done postgraduate work at Columbia University. He came to Phoenix in 1953 and organized the Southminster Presbyterian Church. This year, the Reverend Mr. Brooks was elected president of the Presbyteriat, which is the ruling body of the Presbyterian Church in Phoenix. Under his leadership, the 60 churches and some 80 pastors have had their finest year. Reverend Brooks is the only Negro. This year, he was elected to the Roosevelt District School Board for a term of 4 years. Today, he's here to give you a report from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People for the year of 1963. Ladies and gentlemen, a truly fine American, the Reverend G. Benjamin Brooks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coleman. Before I begin to give this listening audience a report of the year's activities in the NAACP, I want to thank the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Companies for the many opportunities they have given me to appear on this program in behalf of the NAACP. 1963 has been an exciting year for the Maricopa County branch of NAACP. We first began the year with a very successful Emancipation Proclamation program under the leadership of Dr. Lowell C. Wormley, which netted the organization $1,000 for its fight for freedom. This was followed by another very successful program of the same type at East Lake Park, at which time 2,000 people were in attendance. During the spring, the NAACP engaged in a concerted effort to open up new job opportunities to Negroes. This effort has resulted in the hiring of Negroes in many of the Valley's industrial plants, retail stores, and service industries. We have also defended a number of Negroes who were dismissed from their jobs without just cause. In July, a very successful protest march was staged, at which time more than 1,500 people marched behind Lincoln J. Ragsdale and me to the Phoenix City Hall. I would be remiss if I took credit for these accomplishments alone. Beside me stood one of the best vice presidents I've ever seen, Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale. It is he who has given the major impetus to the opening of job opportunities to Negroes. I am grateful to him, as all of you out there in Radio Land ought to be. But it was you who furnished the funds with which to work. We have, through your help, given almost $2,500 to the fight for freedom, to fight hate in Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina. The job is not yet finished. Your help is needed in 1964. Let freedom ring. Let freedom live.
Thank you, Reverend George Benjamin Brooks, President of the Maricopa County Chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Our next selection will be by Miss Mahalia Jackson. Bless this house.
Bless this house. Lord, we pray, make it sing by night and day. Let these walls so firm and stout
Ragsdale Mortuary, a distinctive name in the funeral profession for over 50 years, is proud to have served over 100 families this past year. Your faith in services that the Ragsdale Mortuary is rendering is in itself rewarding to those who serve you at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Remember, the Ragsdale Mortuary is just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you. No one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Like to remind you of the Ragsdale Memorial Plan. The Ragsdale Memorial Plan is an expense plan that will help you save for your future needs. For further information on the Ragsdale Memorial Plan, call or come by the Ragsdale Mortuary at 1100 East Jefferson, and a counselor will be happy to help you arrange your Ragsdale Memorial Plan. Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is a man that I have worked with for some 4.5 years, Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale. Mr. Ragsdale is a graduate of the California College of Mortuary Science, where he finished first in his class, and Arizona State University, where he received a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration. During the year of 1963, Mr. Ragsdale gave his full support and his full time in advancing the cause of the Negro in Phoenix and the state of Arizona. During this year, he served as worshipful master of King Solomon's Lodge No. 14 of the Prince Hall Masons. Mr. Ragsdale was responsible for many fine programs in Phoenix this year. The most noted of these was the Emancipation Proclamation celebration held at East Lake Park in April of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, a modern man in modern times, Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Austin Coleman. I sincerely appreciate all the work that you have done this year to make this emancipation program a tremendous success. I want to thank Reverend George B. Brooks, our president of the NAACP, who was our elected school board official from Roosevelt District, and who was elected by you to represent us during the centennial year as a president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Reverend Brooks has accepted the challenge, and he has done a marvelous job. He has earned our respect and the respect of the total community because he has worked unselfishly to help. But you are due the greatest thank you for the year of 1963, because if it hadn't been for you, nothing Reverend Brooks could have done. Nothing could be done by Mr. Austin Coleman in this program brought to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary, or nothing I could have done, because we needed the people behind you. The people select and they make their leaders. It takes a person like Reverend Brooks, who's humble, who wants to keep on working and to help people. And I'm glad this year that you have selected me to work with you and to run for city council. I want to thank you for giving me 27,000 votes and all the people in the community for all the wonderful support that you've given us this year and the encouragement. If you've enjoyed these programs, I ask you to write us a letter and tell us about the program. And please write us at KCAC. Mr. Coleman would appreciate a letter, and I certainly would appreciate hearing from you. It's like speaking to someone on the street and they don't answer you. But when you write us, it makes us feel good. Let us know that you want this program. If you want this program for next year, let us know, and we will have this program next year. If you want us to change the format of the program, let us know, because We want to give to the people what the people would want. We want to be a servant to the people. Our greatest leader for 1963 has been Dr. Martin Luther King, who spent time in prison and has gone to the battlefield every time he was needed. We dedicate this next selection to Dr. Martin Luther King, our great leader for the year of 1963. Over my head, I see trouble in the air. Where there's no struggle, there's no progress. And power concedes nothing without demand. And as we look back on the year of 1963, we see a struggle. We see the struggle of Martin Luther King in Birmingham, Alabama, where Mr. Bull Connor put the dogs on the Negroes and the water hose on them. Then we look and we saw where Mr. Medgar Evers was shot down and shot through the back. Then we realized the four little children that were bombed and killed in Birmingham, Alabama. Then we think about our president, the president of the United States, the beloved John F. Kennedy, who proposed the first time in the history that a president had ever said and has come out forthright and said, we need to pass some legislation to protect all of the citizens of the United States, and that the Negro should have equal opportunities and jobs and equal opportunities and places of public accommodations. And he was shot down and killed. So we realize that in progress, some blood must be shed sometimes. We thank God today that we've come a long way. And we want to thank God that we, as we look to 1964, that we can complete this program, that we would have some legislation in Phoenix and Arizona and from the national level, giving the Negro the same opportunity as every other man has. And as we look around us this morning, and we can see Negroes working and holding jobs that they have never held before. I was down to the telephone office and I saw for the first time a Negro girl taking the money at the Mountain State Telephone Company. And as I walked to J.C. Penney's and Corrick's and Woolworth and Skaggs drugstore. I saw Negro girls and boys working as salespeople. I couldn't help but say thank God that we've come so far and yet we have a long way to go. But it shows what can be done when we stay together. All around us are signs of improvement, and I can't help today but want to be thankful and to thank Mr. S.C. Boyu, who will act as my chairman of the campaign committee when I ran for city council. And I want to thank Mrs. Lester Irvin today and Mrs. Ogletree for the help that they gave me. And I want to thank you for what you've done for me. And I want to thank Mr. Jim Titus, the manager of this radio station, KCAC. He has afforded us an opportunity to be with you and given us a good spot and a good time on Sunday mornings. And we want to ask you today, if you've enjoyed these programs, to please write us a letter. Let us know that you appreciate what we are trying to do and to criticize us if we made a mistake. And pray for us that we can overcome these errors that we have made, because we have tried. You know, it's impossible to do anything without making an error sometimes. But we need your support and continuous support in this effort. And we want to ask today for a prayer for Mr. J.D. Holmes, who is our representative, and Mr. Leon Thompson, Mr. Clovis Camel. We've been blessed this year. We have three Negroes as our representatives. We have learned the importance of getting out and voting and registering to vote. If you have a neighbor who's not a registered voter, encourage him to register and vote. I want to dedicate this next election to my pastor, Reverend A.G. Kendrick. On behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and its officers and employees, and the Valley Life Insurance Company and its officers, board of directors, employees, office help, agents, we all want to wish you a happy new year. And as we look to 1964, we hope to do greater things than we've done this year. This has been the greatest year of our lives. Valley Life Insurance Company is larger now, and we can write policies up to $5,000. We have educational policies, estate builders, mortgage cancellation, retirement policies at age 60 or age 65. We have been able to give more jobs to people. We now employ 3 girls full-time in your office. You have made this possible. Plus, we have about 5 full-time agents. You have also made this possible. And hope next year that we can add about 5 more young girls in the office and about 10 more salesmen. And if you want this to happen and you want your company to grow, tell your friends about us. Continue to support us, and we shall overcome. I know that the Lord will take care of all of us because He's able. And we continue to grow because if you support us, we will continue to grow. And I promise you, and we at Valley Life Insurance Company and the Ragsdale Mortuary will rededicate our lives to be of greater service to you and to humanity. As we come to the final program of 1963, and as we say good year and goodbye to 1963, we won't be able to talk with you again until 1964. We encourage you to go to the church of your choice this Sunday morning. Let's end this year with prayer and ask God to strengthen us. And until next year, 1964, let us say goodbye to you from the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company.